Welcome to Across the Desk, where we discuss entrepreneurship, small business, and everything in between. Hey, it's Elizabeth Plouffe, and welcome to Across the Desk. Today's a bit of an entrepreneurial entrails episode, and it's about mindset, which I know is a bit of a buzz thing going on right now, and I tend to avoid stuff like that, like the plague. But there's just a few things that have been happening over the past probably 6 months to a year and more recently that I'm thinking, you know what, maybe it's not such a thing to be ignored. And part of it came down to a personal situation where something happened. And it's not life-threatening by any stretch of the imagination. It just really pissed me off. So somebody that I know has a certain mindset about personal appearance. And it influences pretty much everything they do, every decision that they make, and how they engage with people and what have you. And if that's your bag, that's totally cool. If you run your life by that and it makes you happy, that's fine. It's when that mindset influences your engagement and interactions with other people and to the point where you are potentially being detrimental to that other person because of what you think, that it becomes an issue. And this is what ended up happening. Their fixation on external appearances resulted in them saying something to somebody I care about, and it was just completely off the wall and inappropriate. But it did get me thinking about mindset and how our personal experiences and expectations and how we're formed can influence how we engage with others. This is not mind groundbreaking stuff. I mean, everybody, you know, should be aware on some level that people's personal experiences and what have you can influence how they behave. I even had a situation actually a couple of years ago, which I can share more freely. And I had a neighbor, nice guy. Let's call him Steve, because that was his name. And we were out gardening one day. I garden like a lunatic. And I was sharing plants with him, because anybody who needs plants, come to my garden with a shovel, I'll dig you something up. And we're chatting away, and I said something that he interpreted completely differently than what was intended. And it was really interesting because he turns to me and he says, oh, you think that way too. And I was caught a little off guard, and I said, oh, you think that way too about what? Where did we go here? We took a little segue. And he went off on this racist rant, and he's telling me all these things that I've never experienced in person before. And he goes off. And I was absolutely shocked at his depth of conviction on how he's going to treat somebody because of how they look. So we're back to external appearances a bit here. And going back and forth, I said, okay, the first thing you need to understand is that you will under no circumstances engage in this type of behavior or share these views in front of my kids, because just that's not how we're raising our family. It's not what we believe. You do you. Just don't do it in front of my kids. And he was relatively cool with that. But I got really curious because I've never actually been able to have a conversation with somebody who's such a raging racist. And so I took the opportunity to ask him why he believed these things, why he felt that this way. And he looked at me and he said, nobody's ever asked me that before. And I said, okay, well, I'm asking. I said, because I have no frame of reference. I have no mindset to connect with you on this at all. And so I'm curious. And he looked at me and he said, it's the way my mother raised me. And so he's never known anything else. And if you study at all the whole mindset situation, there's two schools of thought. One is a fixed mindset and one is a growth mindset. And the fixed mindset, which is what he was trapped in, was this is how it is. This will never change. Not going to ever grow beyond this. And it is what it is. The growth mindset is, I don't see why I should hate somebody just because of the color of their skin. That seems kind of stupid. And I'd rather judge people on, that's probably a fixed mindset right there. I'd judge people on how they behave. So I don't care what the color of your skin is. I don't care what you do for a living. You could be a millionaire. You could be a garbage man. I don't care. If you're a nice person and what comes out of your mouth makes sense and you treat people decently and you know, 90% of the time you try to be a good human being, we're good to go. Again, I don't care what the color of your skin is or what you do for a living. If what comes out of your mouth is absolute garbage and you treat people like crap and are a condescending jerk, I'm going to treat you appropriately, regardless of your skin color and what have you. So I've been fascinated with this subject for a very long time because I don't think anybody is ever in a situation where you can't change your mind and where you can't listen to the knowledge and listen to what's being said to you and take it as an opportunity to change your mind. And a friend of mine said to me, which was really terrific, so shout out to Stephanie. We've been friends since we were 9, so that's now 38 years. So she's got some, you know, some background knowledge on me. And she said, the one thing I really admire about you is that you are really strong in your conviction. You're really strong in your opinions until somebody convinces you otherwise. And I took that on board and really appreciated it because I can be very fixed in certain things, can be very strict in certain things. So for an example, I don't lie. I don't gossip. Well, I do. Well, I might a little bit sometimes because just sometimes it's really juicy and it's good. But for the most part, no. I think that's a useless waste of time. And I think if you don't have anything nice to say about people or anything interesting to talk about, you should just shut your pie hole. And I really took that on board and really appreciated it and have always pursued, you know, learning opportunities and what have you. So the mindset in particular is one that fascinates me. And so this segued into business. And how this has segued into business is that for the past, you know, 2.5 years, I've been growing my business. And as such, bringing, you know, fortunate to get new clients and new things. And so I then get to learn through their experiences. And so this is where the mindset comes in as well. What I'm finding over and over again now with small businesses is that they're dealing with creative professionals, of which I am one. So I'm not sure if I'm going against the brotherhood or sisterhood or whatever, but I find this quite fascinating that the small business owner believes they're getting a certain thing when they work on a project with a creative person. And then what they end up getting isn't what they expected, or on the back end, they're not aware of what's missing and the future consequences of that. And I firmly believe that part of that is business related, and some creative professionals just believe that that's how you do business and you need to nickel and dime people and you got to charge for every little thing. And some of it, I think, is a scarcity mindset where they believe that if they give all the original files for something and they fully disclose the process and everything to a client, that they're going to lose that client. And so this is a way to kind of chokehold them into being a part of their portfolio. I don't understand that. And even before I started doing my own business, I didn't understand that. From my philosophy or my mindset, if I create something for you, it doesn't matter what it is. If I'm in an employee role and I'm creating, it's obviously all yours. Now, as an entrepreneur, that mindset hasn't changed. You know, I go into each relationship with a client believing that whatever I create for them, it's their property, not mine, including the original files, including the whatever. And I've been screwed over, I think, twice in the grand scheme of things, where I've created a ton of stuff for somebody and they didn't end up paying me a penny. Growth lesson for me. Have never done that again. And that's, you know, that had a lot to do with their mindset, which is why I don't talk to that person really anymore. But I fully believe when I go into a relationship with a client that it's about their success, it's about doing the best job for them, and it's providing value for what I'm charging. And that influences everything. And I see clients now. I had an example a couple of weeks ago with somebody who they're developing a new website, which I've now taken on the project. And they approached somebody who created a website overview. And when I received this, it was completely different than what I expected. Once I got to know the client and once I got to know some of their other online presence, and it just wasn't making sense, but I went ahead with the project, creating it based on that. And it wasn't fitting the client either. Discovered that pretty quickly. And then she showed me the examples of what she had sent to this agency to create this for her. Nothing alike at all. And I thought, okay, this is probably the fourth or fifth time where a client has had something created and the person doing it for them has gone ahead with their skill set and what they think it should look like and what they're used to doing, and an eye on the margin of, you know, effort versus profit and all of those things, and it just doesn't fit. I mean, my personal favorite is a client that was told, I don't need your input. I know what I'm doing. Just let me do it. And then when you go and look at the guy's portfolio, he basically takes the same thing, cookie cuts it, slaps a different color on it, and ships it out. I'm like, what in the absolute hell are you in business for? What are you doing, you know, pimping yourself out for websites and whatever when you're not listening to anybody? You don't have a growth mindset. I mean, your mindset's a bit effed. If you're not even going to sit down with a client, listen to what they're telling you, and understand what you're supposed to be delivering versus so stuck in what you think you know and your experience and your whatever that you can't see beyond what you should be doing. So I found this fascinating, and a couple of, you know, from all of this experience, and sorry, I'm a little stuttery, but I get quite passionate about this. Because in, you know, my mindset is you operate with honesty and integrity. You listen to what the person's saying. If you can't deliver what the person's saying, then you shouldn't be on that project. And that might pinch up front because you need the cash or whatever. But in the long term, people are going to respect the fact that you're like, you know what, this is beyond my skill set. And I think you'd be better off with this colleague of mine. You know, do yourself a favor and have a partner referral situation where if it's beyond your skill set, you know who you can call in. Number one. And I find it fascinating that personal mindset can so influence business, and to the detriment sometimes of the relationship or the client. And I don't know. It stumps me. It stumps me every day when this stuff shows up and, you know, the creative person hasn't taken the time to educate the client that if all you want to pay for is the PNG and the PDF, that's totally fine. But I don't think they ever tell them. So by the way, that can't be changed by anybody else but me. And it's that scarcity mindset that comes into play and that forcing the client to come back to you. And the client, completely oblivious, has no clue that if that person goes out of business or if they, you know, find somebody they like working with better, it's going to cost them, you know, double or triple what they originally paid in order to get these files to work for them. We can't edit PNGs. We can't edit PDFs. It just can't happen. And so, I don't know. I encourage everybody, one, if you're stuck, if your business isn't growing, if you're struggling with networking, if you're struggling across the board, to take a step back. And I believe me when I say, I understand how hard that can be. I understand how hard it can be to step back from networking and promoting your business, especially if you're in a slump or, you know, you got invoices to pay or what have you. But it's worth your while to step back and evaluate what your mindset is, how you're approaching your business, how you're allowing personal experience or what have you to influence the decisions that you're making when you're dealing with clients, and to get help. You know, I have a coach. Holly Simmons is my coach. She is a terrific coach. It's not even so much about accountability. It's about reflection and introspection and getting a perspective on my mindset and if I'm going the right way. And of course, you roll into the situation where that person, your coach's mindset, can influence as well. But I think overall, it's always worth looking at what's influencing your business decisions, looking at how you are engaging with clients, and, you know, if your mindset has gone to a scarcity fixed place that you are maybe not delivering to the level that you could, or you're holding back or what have you, and moving towards that growth mindset where you're like, you know what? I'm going to give you everything because it's yours. I created it for you. And here's what you can do with it. And here's what happens if I don't give you these files. And take that opportunity to teach and provide even more value to your clients, because they're going to appreciate the honesty. They might not get the detail. They might not have the level of understanding because it's not what they're in business to do. But they're going to appreciate if you take a couple of minutes to get over the scarcity mindset and and give them that knowledge and give them that ability to understand and grow themselves. So it's a bit of a weird podcast today, but it's been just bugging the shit out of me forever and a day that narrow mindsets and people not wanting to learn and grow, and damn, get past it. If you're in a fixed mindset, you haven't picked up a book lately, you haven't listened to a podcast, you haven't done whatever, and you just find you're doing the same thing over and over again, and you're holding back on files and this scarcity mindset's creeping in and whatever. People, there's this thing called Google, and you can look shit up all over the place, and it is going to provide you some information that would be awesome for you to take on board. Some of the resources I go to are like John C. Maxwell. Jim Quick is a new one that I've just picked up, and his is more about mental acuity and mental exercises, but it's quite good. Brené Brown, good old Oprah. She's just fantastic. I meet her one day. She's changed the world, that woman. One of the other resources that's come up over and over again for growth, for mindset and information and whatever is Carol Dweck. And I'm trying to find out how to spell her name. I think it's D-E-W-K. And she's got a terrific TED Talk. D-W-E-C-K. And it's all about the power of beliefs and mindset and things like that. I personally love the stuff that she writes about. The TED Talk was a little rough for me, but it's always worth taking a look at. So that's just another resource that you might find helpful. There's tons of resources. The first step is acknowledging that there's an issue, and the second step is, you know, getting the help to do something about it. So that's it for today. Just talking about mindset. What are you going to learn? What are you going to do? Are you stuck? Is your business stuck? Maybe it's your mindset that's holding you back. Try and you know, reflect and contain how your mindset might be influencing how you do business or in your personal life. You know, the situations that I've run into. I don't know. That's it for today. It's a bit of a rainy day here in Burlington, so maybe it's time for a deep thought. Ha ha ha. In that ironic moment, I hope you're having a fantastic day. If you've learned something new recently, or you have a resource or something that you'd like to share, please pop it in the comments. Always love to see that stuff and share. Have a fantastic day. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to Across the Desk. You can follow me on Twitter at MCBComms, Instagram at MCBCommunications, or visit MCBCommunications.ca to see where else I'm hiding out.